At the bottom of all local stories published on Collingwood Today, readers have the option of submitting feedback. Here's a snapshot of what readers had to say about what was making news over the last week. September 21st, too many bins, too little space, says Collingwood downtown Bia. Let's also remember that Deputy Mayor Hull was on the Simcoe County Committee when they all arrived on the sizes of the bins, and this committee voted in favor of the sizes. Can the deputy mayor state for the record that he did not vote in favor? Not surprised that now he is urging Simcoe County to consider small sizes. Is he going to run for mayor in Collingwood as Mayor Saunderson isn't? Folks, the only time politicians take notice is when an election is looming. Gene M. September 19th Area School Boards report staff vaccination rates between 62 and 86%. It appears that a significant number of our trusted educators are not well educated in respect to the safety and effectiveness of vaccines. The example they set is that their personal freedom is more important than the well-being of others. That's some example they make to their students. Al W. September 15th We shut off the comments on Collingwood Today. Here's why: a shame but completely support you. Luba M. Thank you for removing the comment section. It is long overdue. Joe M. Thank you. I had stopped reading any comments for just this reason. Jan S. September 14th Firefighters rescue paddleboarders with assistance from passing kayaker. Suitable fines should be imposed on adults who require a rescue because no flotation devices were worn at the time of the incident. Lori S. Were they charged for not following the law regarding life jackets, etc.? David H. September 12th Slow Roll, weekly bike event invites families to try out Maple Street pilot project. Wrong tool for the wrong job. Using a sledgehammer to drive a wedge through the local community. Jeffrey B. September 11th County Council to consider pivot on waste bin sizing. How do you have a pilot project running concurrently? Normally, you run the pilot project, analyze the results and make final decisions from that. And if the county had done it due diligence and researched, spoke to actual users, homeowners, what they did in Toronto and Peel region, they probably would not have needed the pilot project and saved the taxpayers of the county large amounts of money. They've already stated that this pilot project with smaller bins has saved $16,000. The county council needs to move to small bins ASAP. And as for the larger bins that they bought and won't use, Barrie and Orillia will be, eventually, switching over to this system and can use them. Dave D. Maybe the county council should have put more thought into waste removal before coming up with what I call the three main stooges of waste disposal. What a waste of taxpayers' money. David H. September 10th Collingwood resident encourages acts of service, not images of terror, for September 11th. What a great initiative to keep memory alive. Andy A.